Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:31, and our broadcast is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by Arvest Bank. I'm in the den because we got the lions in the house. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen?
Great.
Very good.
Dolly and Dave Waddell. And, of course, we have Evelyn Hightower here with us today. And I guess this is happy birthday, lions, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
How
old?
Huh?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. How old are we going to be?
100 years old.
That's a good start.
Yes. Almost my age.
June 1921.
Wowee.
Man, is when we started in Bartlesville, and George Keeler was our first president.
Wow.
Yes.
So there we go. We've been busy, too. I understand the park's coming along nicely.
Yes.
In fact, I talked about this. They had
they wrapped it all up. We got the barriers in and the child safety padding, you know, mm-hmm. that this current thing. Mm-hmm. That's all installed, and they finished about noon Saturday. We had some tractors came in. It was probably a little bigger job than our membership could have handled, but we had plenty of help, and now everything's surrounded. Now, we don't have the new equipment yet. They ordered some new, I saw the pictures of it, but I can't really describe
new
it.
New playground equipment.
They ordered new playground equipment.
And plus some adult fitness equipment.
So. Oh, I get to play on the playground, too.
Yeah, it's on the way.
Chin-ups, sit-ups.
Things I used to do, huh?
Yes.
Now, Dolly, you are the district governor.
Yes.
How big of a district is your district?
Well, our district here in Oklahoma that I'm in charge of is the eastern part of Oklahoma, running from Kansas to the north mm-hmm. to Texas at the south, with Arkansas and Missouri on the east.
Wow.
So I have about 1,000 members in my district, and maybe 45 clubs.
Wow, that's a lot of clubs.
Yes. Overall, the whole state of Oklahoma mm-hmm. has under 4,000 lions.
Wow.
So now, we're a big district.
Big district. Tell us a little bit, Evelyn, about the Lions, your mission. I know the Lions do a lot of mm-hmm. good things, mm-hmm. but I've never really seen it summed up a little bit.
Well, the Lions are an international organization. Uh-huh. We are all over the world. We started in June of 1917. A businessman named Melvin Jones in Chicago started the Lions, and Dolly can expound on that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it has grown exponentially since then. We have a lot of milestones. One of the big milestones that happened early on with the Lions was 1925, and a woman named Helen Keller came to the International Convention in 1925 and spoke to the Lions and urged them, begged them to become Knights for the Blind. And so we adopted that as our mantle, our mission, so that we are, one of our main mission is supporting eye health and the challenges that people who are blind experience, but also other people who are just visually impaired. And so that's our main mission is eye health.
Can you expound on that a little bit, Donna?
Well, we do. Actually, when Lions started back in 1917, if people will think a little bit back with history, we were just coming out of World War I.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a great need in our country. There were a lot of people suffering and in need. And there were this group of local businessmen who got together, and they said, we can help our... You know, they were prosperous and able to do this. And they gathered together, and the Melvin Jones, the founder of Lions, had the foresight to see that they were more than just a local service. And so he, having friends all over, developed this organization, which is now 1.4 million people. And he got them all together, and they elected to be a service organization. They purposely wanted to be, that is what we do, is we serve our communities. So we do a lot of different things. We handle emergencies with tragedies and tornadoes, floods, we are there. And that is part of what they wanted to do, was be helpful to mankind.
Well, that, so far so good. 100 years of service to the communities. My goodness, I'd say you've done well.
Well, you know, we have grown over, it's interesting, 100 years has passed, mm-hmm. and Oklahoma in particular has been very strong with Lions, mm-hmm. because in the beginning, we chartered 7 clubs in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and out of those 7, I think 6 of them are still in existence, mm-hmm. because the Lions are so dedicated. And you know, when you have a, we call it a lion's heart, you just stay with it. We have lions in our club who have had 45 years, 50 years. In fact, we have one member, Mark, I think, has 55 years of service.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm very shy. I've only got 18.
And Mark is still mowing our playground at 90 years old.
God bless him.
still serving. Well, our motto is we mm-hmm. serve, mm-hmm. and so we adopt that in everything that we do. Our service projects in Bartlesville, we, you know, raise money, of course, for the things that we want to have for our club, but we give back to the community a lot. And another milestone, we were just talking about it earlier, 1987, the Lions accepted women, yay, into the organization. So that was a big thing for boosts our membership.
Well, Lions are like they were a male organization, but the women were relegated to being lionesses, or they mainly helped the husband, but they were not given an official membership mm-hmm. until 1987. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
I said, especially when you think we got to vote since, what, 1920? But anyway, women persisted, and now I hate to say that women probably make up a good percentage of the members. And we,
it just kind of
want to take over, it's just that we're there to help.
Well, Dave, you got about as many medals on your vest as a general. One of them there is for eyeglasses, and you did something mm-hmm. there with the drive. How did that work out there mm-hmm. for you?
Well, the eyeglass thing, yeah. Oh, the eye bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a member of the, she was talking about the district and our club, but the mm-hmm. Oklahoma itself has 4 state projects. One of them is the Oklahoma Eye Bank. We have the Oklahoma Service Foundation, mm-hmm. the Meadows of Hope, and the Briggs Scholarship, the Eugene X. Briggs Scholarship Program. Eye Bank is one of, I think, 55 in the nation, the only one in Oklahoma, and our director that actually belongs, I had a hard time with this until I became part of the board, that's actually belongs to the Lions. Yeah. I mean, those people work for us, and they have she has a staff of about 3 or 4 people, and they go out and collect donor corneas for cornea transplants, mm-hmm. bring them back, process them, which is an incredibly complicated thing.
I can imagine.
and then they, because the surgeons want this and want that, and then they process it, then of course they only have a shelf life of so much before they're no longer possible to transplant, and then they send those to surgeons in the United States and internationally for transplant, and I didn't really get the numbers. But anyway, we do 500 to 1,000 transplants a year just out of our eye bank. And Lori does all that out of a little old building down on in Oklahoma City, out by the on the Capitol side. But it's a
OU Medical Center. It's an OU Medical Center.
It's a very nice building. They built. Mm-hmm. We built our own building, and it's a first class operation.
I imagine. My goodness sakes, that is amazing.
That's just one of the things. And you know, the thing is, it is really. It's kind of magical in a way when you think in terms of, especially when I hear talk about D-sects and things like this, mm-hmm. and how thin they got to cut it down to 3 microns or something. I say,
wow.
Whoa, is that right? And then they've had to transplant your cornea so it restores vision. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal, especially if your vision's been compromised or completely eliminated. It's miraculous is what that is.
It is.
And so some of the funds we mm-hmm. raise goes to support programs like that. Also the White Cane organization, and it also goes to fund Meadows of Hope, which is a used to be the Lions Boys Ranch, Perkins, Oklahoma, but now they have changed over. Instead of just a ranch for boys, troubled youths, they are supporting foster families, and Dolly can talk more about that.
Yes, our foster group has it's amazing, but we have a campus with five homes that we have built as Lions, and have a parent in each home, and they can handle. The beauty of this type of fostering is that we can handle siblings. And in the past, when foster children had to be placed, they were sent out to different various homes, mm-hmm. and families were broken up. Oh. So what we can do is keep the siblings together. And we have an amazing training program for foster parents. And I will tell you, they're always looking for people who are willing to be a foster parent. And you can be anywhere. You don't have to live in this. The campus that we have is located in Perkins, but they also have families, residential homes that have taken foster children. They are trained, and all of this is approved by the DHS, and they go through whatever type of training they need. And we have a marvelous, I believe we keep around 40 children. And considering that Oklahoma has probably 8,000 to 10,000 kids in need of foster care, we're doing our part, and we also are growing.
That is just amazing.
We adopt a lot of the children that we get.
I bet.
So when you hear about the Cowboy Cadillac,
yeah.
We sell raffle tickets in the fall every year, Cowboy Cadillac, and we give away a new pickup. The profits from those ticket sales go to Meadows of Hope.
Right.
So support our Cowboy Cadillac and buy a $5 ticket.
Now, I understand around Christmas time, it gets a little bit busy in your neck of the woods, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, that's one of our biggest fundraisers is our Christmas tree sales.
Uh-huh.
And next month we'll be placing our deposit for the Christmas tree for the truck and the farmer to give us our trees. And we'll start putting up the fence and getting everything ready in November.
And come by early, because last year we sold out in 9 days.
Remember that.
It was,
record.
They were gone.
Record time.
But they were beautiful trees.
It's a lot of work, but it's a great fundraiser. And before our clubs merged, the one club on Tuxedo, which is I was part of that club originally, we've been doing that for over 30 years.
Wow.
And it's a great tradition. Really enjoy doing it.
Well, the thing is, everybody knows it's coming. Everybody knows where
Absolutely.
It's at.
Right.
And
we love doing
all you have
it.
To do is saying, Christmas trees, Tuxedo, pop, and they're gone, you know.
Yeah.
And we're always happy to help out with that, too, because we spread the word on that. And that's how I knew it. Because.
And we'll have our regular pancake breakfast. We were not allowed to have it, you know, last year, of course. And so that really hurt our wallets, our bank account, to be able to give. But we are planning that again, and so we appreciate the local businesses who donate to that. And again, the profits from that go to our many projects in the area, and our birthday project as well. So and we also do local eye health. We support what we have, what we call as Kids Sight. And Kids Sight, is a program that screens children from 6 months to 18 years of age. Mm-hmm. It's an actual camera. We were able to purchase we own a camera, the Bartlesville Club, that takes a picture, it's non-invasive, of a child's eyes, and it can detect some diseases early. We actually refer them to doctors if there are some problems with their sight. We go into schools, we go into the daycare centers, and do this for free. So it's a great early screening, and we're able to help people with that, as well as pay for eye exams or prescription glasses if people need that.
And, of course, you know, we collect eyeglasses, too. So if people have their eyeglasses, rather than disposing of them if they will just call a lion. Or we have a drop-off box in Eastland Center.
Mm-hmm, that drop-off.
Where is it? What is it in front of?
It's by the Walgreens on, well, there's one in the Eastland Center by the former movie theater. And then there's also one on Highway 75 by Walgreens.
But if they drop their glasses off or call a lion, we will take used eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm. I got a bushel basket full. You guys, they're yours.
We'll take them.
And they will throw them in a drawer and they're...
Oh, yeah, right. they accumulate.
And they're donated, of course, to Third World Nations. And so many, many people are benefited from that. So,
Dave, Pancake Breakfast, are you manning the griddle, are you?
You know, it's amazing you say that as if maybe I don't do that. But I actually had a great time doing the pancake breakfast.
I bet you did.
And last year we went and helped... a Tulsa club, and we cooked. They had a team of, they had three griddles, three or four, and they brought them in there, and we served pancakes to the Salvation Army downtown in downtown Tulsa all one morning, and I cooked pancakes for a couple hours and just had a great time. And you know, one of the little things you don't think about is the I don't know if you've seen the grills, they're gas fired and they're about the size of about 3 feet across, and you're cooking a lot of pancakes with a little device, so it takes about 2 minutes to cook them, and your glasses end up with a little fog of grease on them after 3 or 4 hours, and it's just astonishing. I've had a good time cooking pancakes, and you know, I went back to Evelyn talked about the kids' site. It is really an amazing program. The kids' site director, Tom Cummings out of Cushing, has been dealing with the Oklahoma legislature, which is has its ups and downs, and we finally got the Oklahoma State to agree that KidSight is an approved method of checking eyeglasses. It used to be you checked your vision with that little screen on the on the wall, and they talked about that. And this method is just like so, I mean, it's 80-90% accurate. And she talked about that, but it's, I tell you, it's like your distance from me. I take this little camera device. The child looks into the device, it focuses, and within seconds, it analyzes for the 7 basic childhood diseases. If you have a problem and you fail, we print out the printout, and you can take that to your ophthalmologist or just talk about it. And like with lazy eye or I can't remember. She was going to find out what all those were. But anyway, it's just... It's like almost a miracle. We took it 2 years ago. We went to Warner and did the entire school all the way up to 8th grade.
Wow.
Took us all morning, and we had a group from Okmulgee come with us. And Roseanne Shavima, who is on charge of our eye bank process, she did the schools this year. And we do the Bartlesville Elementary Schools, and we go about, and the schools... we just go in there and set up, and we do all the kids in Richard Kane or wherever, and it's free, and it's really, you can see I wear glasses. For the longest time when I was a child, I didn't get my glasses till I was in the 7th grade because I didn't know I had a problem. And we have a niece who's same thing. You know, the kid comes in and their vision goes worse, but they don't really understand what's going on.
You just know what you know when you're a kid. Yeah.
So with these, we can tell you what it is. You can go do something about it while you still can do something about it. Many eye diseases are fixable early on. Once you're past 18, 19, and by that, you know, you have to deal with other problems.
It's more challenging, yeah.
A lot more challenging. Yeah. Anyway, KidSight is an amazing program. We have a good time with it, but it's fun.
And our camera that we purchased for that, the special camera, was given to us by, the money to buy it was given to us by the Lion Foundation, the L-Y-O-N Foundation, because I think it cost around $6,000.
Wow.
And so they helped us pay $8,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm corrected, to purchase that. And so we are really grateful for them. And also they have helped us with our birthday celebration for the renovation that we've gone through. I did want to mention one other milestone that we have experienced in Bartlesville, and this is a big thing, but it's kind of been laid low for a while because of the pandemic. We used to have 4 clubs in Bartlesville. There's a Dewey Club as well, and the 4 clubs in Bartlesville merged in 2019, so that we are now just the Bartlesville Lions. They're no longer separate, 4 separate ones, and we merged our talents, we merged our skills, we merged our monies. And so now that we are one club, we are looking forward to this birthday celebration and being able to give back to the community even through the birthday celebration.
All righty. Dolly, get, tell, go,
come. I just wanted to mention one more thing because we might be ending here. Mm-hmm. But Oklahoma Lions also offers a scholarship program to a student in Oklahoma. They don't have to be a graduating senior. They can be an adult going back to school. Oh. But it is a money for education, and we offer, last year it was $2,500. Application for this is very simple. You go online to the Oklahoma City Foundation, Oklahoma OCCF.
Oklahoma City Community Foundation, OCCF, right.
Mm-hmm. And it's at OCCF.org. /scholarships, and they offer not only the Lions scholarship but a number of others that a student could take advantage of. But we offer that every year. We have a modest amount that we're able to give out, but we award one scholarship for our district, and the other two districts in Oklahoma also have one. So we offer around $10,000 or $12,000 scholarships,
and that's the Briggs
scholarship. Briggs scholarship. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you all for coming in, and early happy birthday to the Lions, and look forward to having you all in next time around. Okay.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Back. Thank you, Tom.
And you've
thank
been you. Listening to Community Connection.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone.